All right, so let's review again Tosfos Rush, okay? So Tosfos, the Tosfos slash Rush approach is to say that, and maybe we'll give a start, we'll say, but Tosfos Rush say what? Say what's the ultimate barometer for determining the status of this animal?
Pushles. Meaning,
right, pushles, good, smachim, okay? Meaning, in a case where I come across an attachment of lung to wall, and I see smachim on there, so Tosfos and the Rush say that Rav Nachman and Avimi will agree, right, that it's treif. And what are the two scenarios? What are the two examination scenarios? Meaning, if there's smachim, if I cut it open, I see smachim and no maka, it's still treif. And if I see smachim and there is a maka, it's still treif. No matter what, it's always treif.
Because
in the case where you have an injury on the wall and in the lung, we say that most probably the injury came from the lung. Why? Because lungs are prone to injury. According to, since lungs are more prone to injury on their own. Okay? We're going to explain what that means at some point. Okay? Now, according to Avimi, if I don't have an injury to the wall, and I don't have smachim on the lung, what's a lacha? It's treif. That's what they argue on. Rav Nachman say it's kosher. Why does Rav Nachman, and the chiddush is Rav Nachman, why does Rav Nachman say it's kosher in that case? Why? In the case where there's no injury on the lungs, there's no injury on the wall. There's nothing. Just the attachment, that's it. And I cut it, and when I do the investigation, what do I see? There's nothing. No evidence of either. All right, so the normal, roe behemoths are kosher, right? Most animals are kosher. And we know that animals strike each other quite often in the fields. Therefore, since most animals are kosher, and this is a product of normal behavior among animals, right? What can you say at the end of the day? Meaning that even though there's no evidence of a maka bedofen, that's what Nachman's rationale for why it's kosher.
And Rav Avimi says it's more likely, he says that lung injuries are more common than...
He doesn't say that. That's a good question.
Akiva's saying good.
Akiva's saying, but what's Avimi's response to Rav Nachman?
Avimi says that it's more common for lung injuries.
According to the Tosos' version, in the case of there's no evidence of either one, okay? Avimi holds a strafe. Why?
Because lung injuries are common.
Well, that's what you would think he'd say, that's going to be a problem. What are you going to say? That they're arguing about probabilities? That's the worst way to approach. I'm not saying you would. That's the worst way to approach a machlokas.
Isn't that what they're doing?
I hope not. Luckily, in my little Bible of notes here, as far as I worked out, no.
Okay. No.
Okay. I don't think so. So far, so good. No? Which one? Right. There's some factual basis. Okay, fine. All right, now let's take up the other. Is that clear? Any questions on that before we go to the next thing? Right.
Can we restate it?
One last time.
Yeah.
From the sheet. Okay, look at the sheet. Follow the sheet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if there are tzmachim, right, if I open up the animal, if I cut between the attachment between the lung and the wall, I cut that open, right, and I do an investigation, okay, according to, if there are tzmachim, everyone agrees it's treif. If there's both tzmachim and an injury on the wall, everyone agrees it's treif. Why? Why were we not going to say it's treif also? Because he's going to say that lungs tend to get injured more often than not. Okay? Keep that in mind. It's a little weird. If there's no tzmachim, right, what do we say? So it depends. If there's no tzmachim and an injury in the wall, okay, so yeah, no tzmachim, but injury in the wall, everyone is kosher. Because you're going to say definitively the source of the injury to the animal came from being kicked in the wall, right? But if there's neither an injury to the wall, nor a tzmachim on the lung, that's where the machlokas in Avimi Rav Nachman is. Okay, which is, Rav Nachman holds, Avimi holds it's treif. Why? We don't know. Rav Nachman says it's kosher, and he gives a reason why, because roe behemoths are kosher, most animals are kosher, and the behavior of animals is to kick each other. Okay? There's a lot to define. It's not that hard to define. I'm letting you know. Not that bad. It's actually a simple svar, but saying there's a lot to keep in mind. A lot of moving parts. Okay. Now comes the Ramban and the Rashba. Their approach, okay? Now, I asked Isaac, obviously, it's not the biggest thing to figure out what they're going to say. It's a question of how it plugs in, okay? But of course, before you even look at the Ramban, what are they going to say the essential variable is? No.
Wall.
Injury to the wall, okay? In other words, think about it. Obviously, there's going to be a machlokas. What are they going to argue about, right? So all along, according to the Tosas, Tosas said, smachim are the variable. That's what we care about. What's the Ramban going to say? In the Rashba? What? Right. So we're going to call that M, right? Is the the variable. That's all we care about. Maka v'dofen. And then you'll see how the machlokas will work out. So far, so good? I should be consistent, right? You're right.
Yeah.
Injury.
Injury.
What?
It's true, right? Because I'm using T up there, so.
Yeah.
All right. Who's your Akiva? Read. Take up the Ramban.
Ramban.
The Tame.
The Tame is Rav Nachman. So the reason for Rav Nachman's approach or whatever. Mishum, the Kasabar Afal Pish in
Sircha.
Sircha. So because he holds Vafal Pish. What? Mishum the Kasabar, because that which he holds.
Right.
Afal Pish in Sircha, even though there is no Sircha.
Below Maka.
Below Maka, it's puzzle.
No. There's no Sirach. What does Sirach here sorry. Mean?
I'm getting
below right. Maka. Okay. V'shema nekav yeshba.
V'shema nekav yeshba. And maybe there's a hole.
Okay. Tolin.
Tolin. Hamaka b'dofen. We rely on.
All right. Stop. So what's he saying? He's saying, what do we say? Even though, because we say there's a general principle, right? If the only way an attachment's going to form, why would an attachment form? An injury. It's a reaction to an injury. Because normally, if you see a sircha, what do you say? Nekev. But here we say no. Here we say that there's if when we see the attachment, we're going to blame the injury to the wall. We're going to blame the injury to the wall. So the Ramban's setting this up now. He's setting you up to think only about the injury to the wall as being the primary factor. Again, what's going to cause an attachment? An injury to the wall. Okay? That's what's going to cause this bizarro abnormal attachment between the lung and the wall. Weiter.
And there's no eser by sircha. Ella kisha nekev. Rather, when the nekev posel b'shnei amakom al is posel in two places.
Right. So meaning, what do you have here?
We have what?
What do you have here?
Hole in the wall. No, we don't actually have a hole in the wall.
Yeah. An injury. Okay, good. Okay. Halasat smachim, kevan.
In two places? In one place?
Shnei makomos, shalom. Okay. Halasat smachim, what does that mean?
Halasat smachim, the smachim came about.
Good.
Kevan, since regular davar, it's regular
to. Raglaim davar. Which means, literally, see, that's why you can't translate these things literally. Raglaim davar means?
It's normal to say.
No, raglaim davar. Actually, it doesn't mean that. So, right, so feet thing. But it means that it's got legs to stand on, meaning that right, feet in the thing, right?
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No. What does Reclining Over Here mean?
It doesn't mean.
I've had him in the. He's really saying there's some type of evidence here, right? Omrim Shema Machma Sariya Nisracha. Since you see the actual pustules, what are you going to say? This came about. Why did this attachment come about? It came about because of the lung. Okay? In other words, when you see tzmachim, what do you say at that point, according to the Ramban? According to Rav Nachman?
Aser.
Why?
Because the...
What? Because you're going to have to say the attachment was caused by the lung.
The attachment was caused by the lung, so the lung was injured. So that's what I asked before.
Okay, right. Okay. Right, so the Ramban's setting... What's the Ramban saying at this point? The Ramban's saying, we're looking for what? We're trying to find out what caused this attachment to take place. You would think that, wouldn't you? But he doesn't. It gives away a little bit. But I mean, so the question. So we have to figure out how this lines up, right? Because the question is that ultimately, what's the cause of this attachment? What brought it about?
What was in the second one?
Right, and if there's a maka b'dofen,
then the wall.
The wall, right? Okay. What if I have both?
Then you're in trouble.
Well, we don't know yet. What if you have neither?
Then you're kosher.
We don't know yet either. Okay, so take a look at the Rashba. Take a look at the Rashba. Ella.
We didn't finish.
Just because I'm so nice to you, I cut out like two-thirds of the Rashba. There's much more Rashba on this.
We didn't even finish.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Va'avimi Amar. La'olam Choshishin. And Avimi says that we're always
concerned.
The question of the suffix, we're always concerned about
the suffix yisurahu.
The suffix yisurahu in doubt.
Right. So now you have another problem. I mentioned this to you guys before. What's the problem with that statement? Thank you for reminding me to finish Ramban. It's a very problematic statement. What? Okay, so he's saying it's a halachic idea. Avimi says, why do you say it's always treif? Because we say that it's suffix yisur.
But then you would never be able to.
That's okay. Good. Raph's asking a good question. If suffix is the ultimate barometer, right? And you'll see Avimi is going to hold this one case as kosher. There's always going to be some suffix here. Well, Nachman would say that raglan ledavar. There's evidence, probability. Okay. You're right. We need to figure out. Our job is to solve this. It's very problematic. I agree with you. Very problematic. Okay. Akiva, Viter.
Hello, Avimi. Kevin Shatolim Bedofen, since we rely on the wall. We rely on what we see in the wall.
Oh, one second. So he's already said what by Avimi. What's he already said by Avimi? What does Avimi hold? And the Rashba, who's you'll see, lines up the Ramban. What does Avimi hold? Immediately.
With what?
What does Avimi hold immediately? What do you see from the first line of the Rashba? El Avimi, Kevan Shatolim Bedofen.
We rely on what we see in the wall.
Right. Okay, good. So Avimi, right off the bat, is going to agree with Rav Nachman about which case? For sure. What? Good. Okay, so Avimi is going to agree. If there's an injury to the wall and there's no tzmachim, right? If it's injury to the wall and no tzmachim, Avimi is going to hold kosher. Okay? What? No, Ruban's going to say the same thing, and the Rashba. Okay, so let's get our...
Oh, yeah, because it would suffer the wall.
Well, let's take the first case, right? So you have what? You have this case. You have, let's say, maka injury plus no pustules, okay? Equals what? Kosher. According to both of Nachman and Avimi, right? So far, so good?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. We don't know the other cases yet, but we'll get to them.
He says that if there's no injury to the wall and there's no pustules, then he says that it's usher. Then he says that it's trick.
What do you mean?
That's what he says, no?
What's it about? Which case?
About a case where there's just an attachment. There's no bruising and there's no.
Oh, I don't know. Does he? Let's find out.
I think so.
Let's see. He did. No, that's from yesterday. Let's see what he says. He says,
even though the
Ika
Tzmachim Berea, even though what's the Ika?
There is.
Even though there's Tzmachim in the lung, the Amma Tolim Bedofen La Kel, in general, when we rely on the wall, we're lenient.
Well, so what does that mean?
Anytime you see a mark on the wall, it's
tough. Oh, that's the key. Meaning like this, meaning that even though, this is the key difference between Ramban and Tosfos, even though there are tzmachim on the wall, which is going to be this case here,
that is probably kosher.
We say it's a dofen issue. Okay? So everyone agrees in this case is kosher. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Which is a big machlokas.
There's probability.
Why is it probability?
Because, I mean, it could.
Well, how did Tosfos learn this? When Tosfos position together injury plus pustules, what did he say?
Injury plus pustules, usher. But wait,
no, you're right.
Nachman says usher.
Right, even whatever he would agree. What's it? Why? Why?
Because of pustules.
Because of pustules, right? But what are we saying here? We're saying injury plus pustules is what?
Kosher.
Why?
The wall.
Because it stems from the wall.
What kind it's of an injury? From so the what wall. Are they arguing about? What kind of machlokas is that?
They're arguing on...
Very strange.
They're arguing on the
very
biology
strange.
Of
very pustules. Strange. Very strange. No, oh, yeah. Oh, it is.
They're arguing on...
Okay, you just repeated the facts. That is what they're arguing about. But that's not a spara. I want to know, why would you say this wins, and why would you say this wins? Okay? We have to answer that. Keep going.
Do they disagree on what pustules are?
No, everyone agrees what they are. They are little infectious ulcers on the lung.
Do they disagree on how they come about?
They are, no. Everyone agrees that if you see tzmachim on the lung, it means there's something wrong with the lung. And everyone agrees if you see an injury in the wall, there's something wrong with the wall.
So how could you say that? If
I don't know. I do know, but right now I don't know. I will know. You will know also. What? No, don't answer anything yet. Go on. No answers.
Kishayin, is that regalim?
Raglayim, lakan, lakan.
Kishayin, raglayim, lakan, lakan. Because...
Now, when there's no what?
Either way.
Right, meaning, what about this case? No injury and no pustules. What do you say there?
which Rav Nachman says it's mutter. It's kosher.
Oh, okay, go on. Okay.
Vimi says,
right? So why wouldn't Avimi agree with that? So what's the case he argue on?
Right here.
Where there's just an attachment.
Rav Nachman and Avimi. Sorry.
Where there's only an attachment. Avimi, yeah. Avimi, it makes sense for Avimi to say that. I don't know.
Okay, why?
Because it's likely that, it's more likely that it occurs in
the... Whoa, you gotta read this. Hold on. But before you read why, okay? So where's the first machlokas in the Ramban's version, in the Rashi's version? Okay? It's right here. If you have no injury and no pustules, Rav Nachman says it's kosher, Avimi says it's not kosher. What? No, I'm sorry, the first machlokas in the Ramban's version, between Rav Nachman and Avimi. Yeah.
The same thing, where the
Machlokas. Yes. In the next case, you know, this is what they disagree with. This case, you're going to disagree with. In this case, they agree with how the Shitas work out. The question is why. So the Rashba, what's the Rashba's question? The Rashba says, again, don't miss the nuances, okay? Everyone's missing the nuances, because it's hard to read the Rishon. When Tosfos said, okay, think about yesterday, when Tosfos said, in the case where there's no injury to the wall and no pustules, Tosfos said, what did Tosfos say? Tosfos said, really, Avimi makes more sense. What should you say in a case where there's no evidence of either one? It's strafe. Rav Nachman's chiddush is ro behemos ksheiros. What's the Rashba saying here? What's the Rashba saying here?
Rashba is saying about who? What do you mean?
That's true, but what's the justification? Let me just read his lashon. He says, kishein raglayim lekan lekan, when there's no evidence of injury or pustules, he says, why don't we do what? Which would be... So who's the Chiddush in this case? In this version? Avimi.
Oh, Avimi?
Avimi. You understand why?
No.
Okay. In yesterday's version, okay? Yesterday's version was, Tosfos says in yesterday's version that if I have no injury to the wall and no pustules, so I slice open the lung from the wall and I see there's no evidence of either one, right? So he says, really, right, but really you should say it's strafe. You should say it's strafe like Avimi. But Nachman comes along and says, no, I have an idea in probability that since most animals are kosher, you can say that it was a makah bedofen and rely on that. You're most probably right.
What?
You're most probably right.
Thank you.
Let me just finish. Hold on. Hold on to the question. No. Right, but the... Okay, look. Sensitivity to the Rishonim. It's not just about reading and translating, not that you're doing a bad job. It's that you got to hear what they're telling you. They're telling you something. Tosfos says like this, okay? It's always better when I'm standing up. Tosfos says, imagine with Tosfos now. Tosfos says, what should you say if I have no evidence of a makah or smachim? What should I say, according to Tosfos? What should I know? Intuitively, what should I say? According to... In general, before I get to this machlokas, what would I think? Treif, okay? Because I'll say, listen, I have an abnormal attachment. This is abnormal, right? Okay, it's true, I have no evidence one way or the other. That's what the Ramban's going to... Hold on. You're right. When I'm saying Tosfos says, what should you say? You should assume it's treif. What does Rav Nachman do?
Wait, why would you assume it's treif?
That's a great question. But before we get to that, though, I don't know why yet. I'm just explaining what Tosfos says. What does Tosfos say? He says, when you see no evidence of wall injury or lung injury, you should say it's treif, like Avimi. So Rav Nachman has a chiddush. His chiddush is that ro behemos are kosher. Okay?
Rav Nachman says it. So Rav Avimi says, basically, it's treif because most lungs are more
prone
to cause injury. No.
Avimi just says it's treif. Rav Nachman says it's kosher. Why?
So what's his reasoning?
We don't know. We have to figure that out. It is a suffix. He doesn't use that, though. He doesn't use that. They're going to run into a big problem if you use suffix in the rest of the Chumash.
Most animals are kosher.
Right, that's what Nachman's chiddush. Wait, hold on. Rav Nachman's a chiddush. His chiddush is that, it's kosher here. Really, it should be treif. Rav Nachman is a chiddush. But the Rashba's learning the exact opposite.
How can you say that most animals are... It is a regular case, though. You can't apply the fact
since
that most animals are kosher to an irregular case.
That's a good question. You're right. So what's he doing?
I don't know.
Okay. You're right. That's a very good question.
So what's the difference here?
Here, What the Rashba is saying is that when I have a case of no injury to the wall and no pustules, what should I say? Kosher. It's kosher, right? I should be, because what's the ultimate variable here? Injury. So if injury is the ultimate variable, right? We always want to be tolo lahakel. So what should I say? I should say, oh, it's a wall-based injury. But Avimi comes along and says it's not kosher. So why? Why does he say it's treif? Why would Avimi say it's treif? Let's see what the Rashba says. Right here? We haven't read it yet. Let's see what he says. But you have to understand that move. There's a big difference. The difference is that do I walk into this case and say it's treif and Rav Nachman's chiddush is kosher? Or do I walk into this case and say it's kosher and Avimi's the one who comes along and Machmer says it's treif? Robahim was a kosher. Because what should you say? It's like a suffix.
Why should you say something here?
Here?
Yeah.
Because we're always told that we're always trying to be told that it's on the wall. Why?
It's not on the wall.
I don't know. No, it's on the wall.
According to Ramban.
According to Ramban.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I just don't see what the reason is. So then, according to Ramban,
our job is just to get the facts down right now.
Then, according to Ramban, that's going to.
Yeah, Avimi is a chiddush here. Yes, very good. Okay. Saying that it's treif is a bichiddush. Why would he say that? Why would he say that in a case? No, don't guess. Let's see what he says. The Rashba says, go.
Wait.
The Ramban doesn't say anything. The Ramban slash Rashba is going to explain why this is a chiddush. Why he says this. We don't know why yet. I'm just telling you what it is. Right? Now let's get to the reason why. So what does he say?
Kishinra glam lakam lakam.
Why
are we not tolin?
Right, that's what she would say. We should say that it came from the wall. The ulai ne'amar, maybe we'll say like this.
Maybe we will say the shiny...
Shiny maka?
Shiny maka mitzmaka, that it's different.
What's different?
The maka from the tzmacha.
Okay, so slowly now. So the Rashba is going to say makas, which are injuries, are different than tzmachim, are different than pustules. So far, so good. That makes sense, right? Okay, it's easy to say an injury to the wall is different than pustules on a lung. Does anyone have a problem with that? I hope not, right? That seems to make sense so far. I neither do I. So now, what I'm saying is, let him talk. Hold on. The maka.
What's Avida
liklot, right? Masha samachla. So it's normal behavior for maka to do what? Now you know the word, Arya. What's liklot? Right, masha samachla, right? Kishemala rucha v'hilkach kishyesh maka v'dofen karva davar ma'od the machmas maka nismicha. So okay, if you have an injury to the wall, okay, I'm gonna use a primitive drawing. Okay, injury to the wall. Okay, that you kicked it. Akiva kicked it. Akiva. And you're very small for some reason. And you kicked this extremely large animal, right? I'm not sure how that worked, but you did, okay? It's like a relativity thing. In other words, I'm looking from a distance, right? Okay. Anyway, you kick the animal
away.
Right, you kick the animal. Now, what's going to happen now? There's an injury forms over here, okay? And now remember, in this part of the cow's body, the lung gets perilously close to the wall in general. It's always like very, very close to the wall. Now, this injury causes what to take place inside that wall of the animal? Every time someone, when I tore ligaments on my ankle when I was in 11th grade, I was playing basketball with my brother, and he cut me off on a rebound, right? No. What happens first? I've never seen something on my body get as large before in my life. It swells up.
Oh, it swells
up. It was literally the size of like I'd say between an orange and a grapefruit. I was scared for my life, and I'm crying like a little baby, okay?
Really?
But I was screaming, yeah. Because it hurts so much. I tore every ligament possible right here.
Really?
And to this day, I know what's called proprioception. You know what that is?
No idea.
Every so often, I'll walk, and all of a sudden, my ankle will just give out. Yeah. It was horrible. And they didn't even give me a cast, by the way. Soft cast. Is that a bone? A soft cast. It's like a hard back and ace band in the front. Couldn't play ball for like I was 6 weeks in the cast and then 2 months of PT. It was terrible. And they told me don't play ball for like 3 months after that. I went to camp for the summer. You gotta play ball when you're in camp. So I played ball. And of course, what happened? But I wore an air cast. Tore a ligament at that angle. Not as bad as the left one, but yeah. Then the rest of the summer, I was playing on two air casts the entire summer.
Wow,
yeah, yeah.
By the way, you still play with us.
What? I know.
You made fun of me for this. That's not
a hematoma. That's correct. Right. I think tearing the ligaments a little bit more serious. Anyway, okay. So what happens as Akiva, as Dr. Greenberg missed? What happens when the animal gets hit in the wall?
It swells up.
Okay. So when this inflammation takes place, what's going to happen is as it starts healing itself, right? It reaches out to its neighborly friend, which happens to be the lung. Okay. Hey, lung, how's it going? Next thing you know, you have an attachment. Right. Does it matter if it works this way? No. Right now, all you have to do, just let's put biology to the side. I'm not talking about cellular biology. I'm not sure it works.
I thought the curved thing was the
Lung. Lung.
Okay, that's the lung.
Wall. You. Okay. You kick the animal. It develops this internal injury, and that causes the attachment to the wall due to inflammation. Mm. Okay. Right. Okay. So since that's true, so what does he say?
Ruvain shall tzmachem.
Verovan shall tzmachem.
Verovan shall tzmachem. Einan.
Whoa. Einan the coven. That's another huge clue. Okay? Okay. When I had tzmachem. Okay?
Ruvain is majority?
Majority. Now, we said this yesterday, okay? Let's say I have a lung and I have tzmachem on the lung. Okay?
Einan the coven?
It means that it's not normally under a tzmachem or whatever. It's normally a whole.
Correct. In other words, if I see a lung and there's little pustules on the lung, which seem to happen quite often. You'll see this Gemara later on that talks about different kinds of pustules, in case you're interested, different kinds of abscesses.
We're not worried about that, though. No.
So we say, if you see pustules in the lung, there's no chashash. We don't say there's a hole underneath it. We don't. We'll get to the lung. No, the lung's fine. It's normal to have, in your body right now, there's little areas of infection.
So we're talking about why it's usher?
This is not usher, okay?
What?
If you have tzmachim on the lung, it's not usher.
So what makes tzmachim?
Why is it not usher? Because we say, underneath the tzmachim, you're not going to find what?
Holes,
okay? So apply that same logic to right here. More often than not, you're not going to find holes underneath tzmachim. Therefore, what's the only case that could be, that everyone's going to agree is treif?
There's an injury too.
Nope. The only case that everyone's going to agree is treif. The only one that's missing here. What case are going to, okay, think about it.
The only thing that everyone's going to say is treif?
Yeah.
When there's tzmachim and no
roots. Why?
No roots? There isn't.
Right. In other words, if you have no injury and only tzmachim, then you're going to have to say it's treif.
I thought you couldn't get tzmachim. I thought that you could.
Good. So let me ask a question. So, but this is a big problem. Why is this a big problem? I know this is so much fun.
You just said if there's tzmachim, you assume that there's no hole.
Oh, someone's paying attention. Therefore.
So why should that be kosher?
He can't have it. He's like, he's almost so sure of himself. He says, if I have tzmachim on the lung, right, what do I say? It's
kosher.
It's kosher, right? So, one second. And that's true. That's why he says, even if I have tzmachim here, right, I don't have to say that necessarily is a nekev. I can assume that what? That maybe there's no nekev underneath there, because that's the general chazaka, right? But the only problem is that that's true. Well, then why should anyone ever... Right, certainly why should Rav Nachman say in this case with his pustules, which he does, that's a problem. He should say, who cares with this tzmachim? Why is tzmachim relevant? Because tzmachim should be a nekev.
They argue on
it. Yes. Another point they argue on. What's the svara? Good. All right, keep going. Neither do I, at this point. This is the Masorah right here. Go on. Right, we're not concerned about that. Klal, at all. Vilkach.
Vilkach, ki icha, maka bedofen, lo lahakel, tolen bedofen.
Why?
Ella, mishum de chazaka, machmat maka dofen, nismacha.
Right, so when we have what? Ki ika maka bedofen, when we have a maka in the dofen, we have an injury to the wall, lo lahakel, tolen bedofen, we're not just instinctively makel, lenient and say it's in the dofen. Ela mishum de chazaka machmas makas dofen nismacha. Very strange language. It's not that we're being lenient. Rather, what do we say? We say back to our favorite word. Come on, the word you don't like, Tucker.
Probability.
Right. Most probably, what happened here? The attachment came about through an injury to the wall. We're not being mako. That's the key thing. We're not being mako. We're saying probability, and probability is the attachment came from an injury to the wall. Okay. I'm just reading what he's saying. That's all I'm doing, innocently. Keep going. Aval.
But if there's no maka bedofen, and there's no tzmachim either, which is this case here, no injury and no pustules, what do we say? Who?
Machmat Ria.
Oh, a second. So now what do you have? Now, come on. Let's play the probability game now. Pure probability.
I'm
translating it in my terms, okay? Pure probability. If I have no injury to the wall and no injury to, and there's no sign of pustules, okay? What he's saying is, what's the probability now? What do you have in front of you? You have a what?
It's more likely that it happens to the lung.
Look at the next word he uses. He says, shikl. That double shikl. What does shuckle here mean? 50-50. Right now you have 50% chance, 50% chance. You literally have a 50-50 thing in front of you. Which way do you go now? Uh-oh. Okay, this is what he's saying. He's saying, in this, not like who? Not like the Tosfos. What did Tosfos say? Robahemos Kcheros. Here he's saying, the Rosh was saying, no, you have a 50-50 shot here. It could be from the Maka B'dofen, or it could be it's a problem in the lung. So what do you do?
What does he mean by 50-50? Just that it could be either, or that...
Something caused the attachment, and I have no evidence telling me what caused the attachment. But one of the two things had to cause the attachment. Either the injury to the wall...
It doesn't mean it's a 50-50, though, if we're going by what normally happens.
No, normally happens is only by a case of, let's say, I have an injury to the wall. Then if I see the injury, then I can say most probably the injury to the wall caused the attachment. What if I don't have any evidence of an injury to the wall?
You have no idea.
And I have no evidence of tzmachim in the lung. But guess what? The only way the attachment can emerge is through an injury to the wall or something happening to the lung. So which way do I go if I have no evidence? Imagine you're investigating a crime, okay? And you get one of those like the tape thing with the body, right? Okay? And you have no evidence of a shell casing, and you have no evidence of a knife being used. Well, that means you don't know where to go, right? How do you choose which method to investigate? If you have no evidence in front of you, there's no physical evidence, right? But you know one thing for sure: he was killed by, or this thing was injured by, either the wall or the lung. So how do you make the decision?
What does Rava say?
Watch. Keep going.
That double shuckle, machmazu, machmazu. Oh,
so what do we do? In the case of 50-50, what do you do?
We're machmir.
So in the case of 50-50, what do we say? This is Avimi's chiddush. We say
it's a tree,
not kosher. That's his chiddush. When you have no evidence, which means you have 50-50, what do?
We're machmir.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. Wait, did we see that?
We said a lot of things.
No, much earlier on, before I left. Sometimes they form naturally.
Yeah, this is an abnormal attachment. Okay, that's why I introduced the first case we did right before you left. That case was the normal thing. Sirchas happen in lungs. That's normal. This does not happen normally. This is an abnormality. That's the whole problem with the sugya. Abnormality. Okay, we don't normally see lungs attached to the walls. We investigate. Okay, keep going.
What's the rule for being stringent and lenient?
Depends on the situation is. And this situation?
There's no like...
In this situation, lack of evidence, according to Vimi, can only lead you to one conclusion. Machmir.
Don't you have to be machmir on like mitzvahs daraisa and lenient on mitzvahs darabanan?
No, not necessarily. It doesn't really work that way. Okay. Kind of. That's a separate circuit. Come on, you're doing well. Almost done. Keep the wheel in place. You're doing well. Okay, so that's answer one. Now, what's the second answer? The ode.
Wait, what's Shaharia Yoter?
The lung is more. Kala.
Kala.
So what's the lung? The lung tissue is what compared to muscle tissue?
Lighter,
weaker, spongier, flimsier.
Kala is weaker?
Right. Weaker? Yeah, like lighter. Okay.
Itzel.
Right, Nikeva.
It's on the Keva Yoter.
Minadofen. Bitomaba. That's the other possibility. So he's got two answers. It sounds very familiar to Ramban, right? Either you say 50-50 without evidence. What do we say?
Machmer.
Or do you say no? Do you say 50-50 no evidence? So what do we assume? Why? What? What? It's weaker. And what's Rav Nachman's argument against that? Well, no, that's the second possibility. First possibility is 50-50.
What does it mean it's weaker?
Okay, lung tissue, if you picked up a lung and look at the muscle, lung tissue is spongy, weak, falls apart easily, gets holes in it. Muscle of the wall of the animal, strong, firm. What?
We're not talking about strength.
It's frightening, isn't it?
Have we been talking about whole potentia this whole time?
Whole potentia?
Yeah.
What's whole potentia? Sounds like whole. Some sort of cosmological thing.
We've been talking about probability this whole time, so it's as to probability.
I agree.
You can always get more specific.
Right. You realize that you're going to get caught in a trap here if you try to define this based on probability.
Right. Okay. But we're always based on probability.
But I don't want to be based on probability. I want to be based on... we'll see.
Wait, you're saying...
You have to be based on probability.
Are you sure about that? Get it?
Wait, you're saying because...
Are you 100% certain about that?
No.
Oh, okay, good. So most probably, yeah.
Are you saying probability or are you saying suffix?
Well, the first one's saying suffix. Second one's saying probability.
By second, you mean...
The light lung tissue. The fact that it's very very light.
Wait.
Look a little further. Yeah. Oh, second. Oh, that's it. I'm sorry. That's actually it. Okay, hold on 1 second. One second. No, because then he quotes Tosfos. Well, let's see here. Give me a second. One second. Yeah, hold on. Right. So.
Wait, you're saying because there's a weaker attachment, because there's a stronger attachment.
Where? I'll review it one more time before we start trying to answer. Okay, just take a look at the take a look at the Ran. The Ran says with Damrina and.
The Damrina and I Icha Reuta Bedofen Talina.
Bedofen Ukshera. If I see any sign of injury in the wall, I assume it's a wall based injury, and therefore it's kasher. Afilu. Even if the Rea had smachim, even if there are pustules in the lung, afilu avimi mode b'hachi. Right. Even Avimi would agree with that. Again, if I have a case where there's both injury to the wall and pustules, even Avimi would agree that's kosher. Okay? Why?
Okay, Shonda the Gemara, Hachi...
Hachi Dayak, okay? All right, fine. He explains the reason why, okay? Which is the Lashon the Gemara, fine. Okay, let's take a step back for a second. Let's take a step back, all right? So what do we have in front of us? Let's see if I don't think I can get the whole thing on the board, but I'm going to try, okay? See if everyone knows what's going on here. Good luck. Okay. Ready? Let's do Tosfos first. Okay? Tosfos, ready? I'm going to put Tosfos on this side and the Ramban on this side. Okay? Then we're going to use our symbols, right? I is injury. NI, no injury. T is smachem. NT is no smachem. Cool? Right? Okay. Tosfos.
No, I have no NP, NP.
This is, it has to be. I have it.
NP. Gotta use P.
Much right. What?
Gotta use P.
P, right. What I said?
NT.
Oh, sorry, don't swap them. No pustules. Okay. Let's say injury plus pustules. No injury plus pustules.
Ensadi.
No injury plus no pustules. And let's say, what's the fourth one? Injury plus no pustules. Okay, ready?
Show you a faster
runner? That's it. I want to see if we can take a shot at Tosos today, but let's.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. At least, not like a working spot. Okay.